We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's up, Diego? Mission to enter the mothership, brother.
Ever heard a sports talk show like this before? Didn't think so.
What's going on, Dirty Dirty?
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
DA, how you feeling, brother?
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Tuesday to you, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
That's all that really matters, and we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams with their help. They can help you too. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Number 10 on the 12 DAs of Christmas coming your way in 10 minutes. Number 10 on the 12 DAs of Christmas, the most memorable moments of the year. Thursday, we've got the Year of the Buffoon montage. I'm positive you will love that. In fact, the Year of the Buffoon montage might end up being, in some ways, one of the greatest moments of the year, which should be in the 12 DAs. But we can't cross streams here. It would be too confusing. They are two separate entities, but it is that good. Pete the Body Bellotti pulled magic on this. And on Thursday, you have to hear the Year of the Buffoon montage for 2019. Also, all of the 12 DAs available on YouTube, so you can watch all of them from when they originally happened, because Cap is the best, and the Wizard of Watch DA has them all archived. It's awesome. It's a Trash Tuesday at 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS, or on Twitter, hit me up, DA on CBS.
On Facebook right now.
Steven Strasburg gets 7 years, 245 from the Nats. 7 for 245. I like it because ownership is coming off of a World Series championship. Strasburg was a huge part of it. I'd hate to see ownership start cutting payroll and not going back in. It's the easiest way to kill a buzz in a city when you finally win and then you don't bring back the free agents. I hate that. And I know that sometimes it doesn't make great financial sense, doesn't make great long-term sense, but if you win a title and your long-suffering fans are finally getting to celebrate, it's like somebody shining a flashlight in your eye at midnight in a good party. You're like, oh man, come on. Hang on. What? Stop making me sober up so quickly. Just let the party roll for a little bit. Going back into Strasburg, great. Apparently Strasburg wants to be a Nat for life, great. The city's coming off a championship. The bad is, can he stay healthy? The bad is, he's never been able to stay healthy. The bad is, you're now paying for $245 million into his late 30s, a guy that has never been able to stay healthy. So it could blow up in their face. But if you had to choose between Strasburg and Anthony Rendon, which sounds like they did, I would go Strasburg as well. Means Rendon's probably out the window. I would say for Bryce Harper, sorry.
You are a machine of death.
They weren't going to pony up for Bryce last year. They did pony up for Strasburg this year. It was the right decision. They didn't need Bryce to win the World Series. They were somehow better without him when it mattered most. He got money that he'll never, ever, ever be able to live up to over 13 years. Whereas Strasburg over 7, I know it's a higher per season value, but I would say that I'll trust Strasburg for 7 more than Bryce over 13. Number 2, this just made Gerrit Cole a remarkably wealthy man.
Oh, okay.
Because now Strasburg has set the market at that much money. Gerrit Cole is going to get that much money, and Gerrit Cole has the Yankees ready to break the bank for him. So if the Angels want him, they're going to have to overspend and outspend the Yankees, who are ready to outspend. Strasburg just got $245, which means you're going to see Gerrit Cole get $300 million. And I saw Jeff Passan tweet that it could be maybe $315, $325. You're going to see Gerrit Cole, who couldn't win the most important game of the season last year, end up getting more than $300 million. Strasburg's deal changed a lot of things. It changed the market on the elite free agent pitchers. It changed the market on how much, or set the market on how much Cole was going to get. And it also said free agents, the big guys, might be signing right now instead of late February, the way Bryce Harper and Manny Machado did, which is better for baseball. Letting it go until late February, early March, kills a lot of the momentum of the offseason. And this is the way that it used to be. December, January, winter meetings, turn of the year, big splashes, big signings right around the holidays. That's what the Nats just got with Steven Strasburg. 855-212-4CBS. Twitter DA on CBS. The Silver Fox is trashing Pete the Body. French onion soup is perfect the way that it is. If you can't accept that, then what is you? What is you at all?
Beep, beep. Sanitation just arrived.
Travis from Houston tweets, DA, this has got to be an act by Pete the Body. Who the hell gets mad at soup? It's soup. Just don't order it.
Splash Brothers, more like the Trash Brothers.
Any response there, Pete the Body?
Again, I'm not getting mad at the soup. I love French onion soup. I just think it needs to be arrange a little more, have a little more organization in terms of the arrangement. Oh, give me a knife when I'm trying to cut through the cheese.
Zach tweets, I'm trashing Mraz for griping about one 11-hour shift. I work 5 12s every week. Suck it up, Buttercup.
That will contribute to the microplastics in the bottom of the ocean.
Mraz worked an 11 yesterday. He's got to work an 11 today, which meant he couldn't go to the holiday party last night.
Throw in the near two-hour commute both ways by the time you're in railroad and subway and waiting for the railroad. Now what are we looking at, a 15-hour day? And I'm doing it happily. The point is, don't tell me what I need to be doing right when I get out of work. I'm going home and relaxing, watching the Giants lose.
How much of this, though, is that you're on little sleep because of the baby coming?
Well, that's part of it, too. And look, bless my wife's heart. Same thing I would say about Lizzo, we get it, you're pregnant. I mean, the complaining every day about how uncomfortable you are. I mean, 2 a.m. elbowing me, Sean, I'm uncomfortable, I can't sleep. What are you? You the first woman to be pregnant? I told this the other night. Enough. I get it. Stinks. The baby's going to come soon. You'll be back to normal. Why do I got to hear the complaints? Why do I have to hear the complaints?
This man's going to be a father, folks.
You are cooked.
I'm not cooked.
I can't believe you're telling your wife, who's 11 and a half months pregnant, or 8 and a half
well,
months.
I hope she's not 11 and a half months.
8 and a half months pregnant, that she should suck it up, stop being so uncomfortable.
It's not that. I understand being uncomfortable, and she has done great. She's been a hero. She cooked me pasta and meatballs Sunday when she didn't have to. That being said, it's just the complaining. It goes right through me like a drill bit going through my ear. Like, how many times are we going to have to say, what are you complaining for? What am I going to do? There's nothing I could do to make you less pregnant right now.
What are you, the godfather?
Right, but there's nothing I could do, Damon. There's nothing I can do. And she keeps, you know, just the complaints. There's nothing I can do. It sucks. I get it. You're almost done. We're in the red zone. As long as Pat Shermer's not calling the plays, we're going to get there. The baby's going to come.
You're at the 10. You got four cracks at it.
We're going to punch it in. Look, I see Gurley sitting there. We're going to do this. We're going to get in the end zone. We're right there. Just hold tight. Be patient. We got to bleed the clock a little.
What do you want me to do? How can I help you?
I got an offer you can't refuse.
I got an offer.
But, Dia, come on, 3 weeks of the same complaint every day. I mean, come on, I just wanted to relax. Giants losing overtime. I'm on a clock to sleep 4.5 hours before coming back in, and I got to get elbowed at 2 a.m. to tell me how uncomfortable you are? After we just blew a 17-3 lead? Enough! Well, I'm at my wit's end.
get ready for fatherhood.
I thought that once they switched to Daniel Jones, no longer were you going to be stressed about the Giants.
That's the thing, I'm not, but now it's a conglomerate of stress. We've built a mega mall of stress here. That's what's happened. You know, the Giants might be Sephora, and then this pregnancy is a nice Macy's. I'm just walking the concourse here.
America's dream of stress.
All right, I am trashing, and God bless Uber drivers and Lyft drivers because the service is phenomenal. I use you all the time. I try to tip as much as I can, and I know that you guys have a tough job, and I would say 85% of my Uber and Lyft and rideshare rides ever have been pleasant. Great people, great drivers. But I got to trash you because all of you guys are so hell-bent on being on that phone looking for your next ride. You're slowing down everything in traffic. You're merging lanes without blinkers on. You're just flat out stopping in the middle of traffic just to wait to see where your next ride's coming from. And I see this all the time. Instead of Uber drivers or Lyft drivers pulling over to the side, pulling over to the shoulder, parking to see where their next bit is coming from, they drop off somebody, throw on the flashers, and are just parked in the street. Or they're actively looking at their phone to try to find the person, I'm sure, hanging out of the corner. And to drive 5 miles an hour looking down on your phone while you do it is really dangerous. I can't tell you how many times over the last 2 months I've been behind or on the side of an Uber driver looking at his phone and not looking at the road, and the car is actually moving. It's constantly happening. And you've seen these Uber drivers. They got the one phone for the GPS. They got the other phone to talk on to their whoever they're sleeping with. And then they've got the iPad up for some type of map or secondary map or the charges or something. They got three screens going on. They're looking down at all of them. They're not looking at where they're driving, and they're messing everything up. Ride shares are great. But if you're constantly looking at your phone as you try to figure out where your next ride is or where your next ride is coming from or where you're going to drop them off, you're not doing the rest of us any favors.
That's garbage, and we're not talking about the band.
AZ and Wisco tweets, today I'm trashing the 60-something-year-old guy working the swim meet with me last weekend that was wearing way too much cologne. There are exactly zero reasons to apply cologne prior to officiating swim meets, DA. Zero.
Hold your nose. That's some smelly rubbish.
Peter tweets, I'm trashing Nike for putting the swoosh logo on the front of MLB uniforms. Put it on the sleeve where it belongs. Please, no color rush MLB uniforms either.
Let's face it. That's straight trash.
Nike stinks. They have ruined so many jerseys and uniforms. You know what it's time for? The 12 DAs of Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. The 12 DAs of Christmas to all, and to all, a good night.
Look at this! Look at these damn millennials! They can't even defend a hook and ladder!
We will go on a double date where you can get good burgers, maybe some shrimp cocktail, and I'm a cute little wild redhead. And don't you forget that, DA.
Why is my dog allowed to pick out molding with me, but then it can't go to Target?
Because it shouldn't go to Home Depot with you either.
Dog people are ridiculous.
My dog loves the store.
The time is now. The place is here. And the whole wide world is filled with chicks.
On September the 4th, I had come off a summer of admittedly taking quite a number of Fridays off. But I was going to work through football season for you guys. And you know, I have not taken a Monday, a Friday, or really any day off throughout football season, including all Sunday morning footballs, because I wanted to make sure I was here for all the important stuff. I worked the Black Friday after Thanksgiving. I'll work every day this month except for the Christmas days. Those 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'll be here Christmas Eve as well. Hey, I'm doing my part. And yet, I was attacked.
Number 10.
But I was told today I need to tell Pete by tomorrow what my holiday plans are.
It's not true.
Well, we have hit Labor Day, so I hope you have your 2020 vacation days in.
Already mapped out.
Let's go.
And I just want you to know that I'll be working 6 days a week from here until January 1st.
That seems like a lot.
2025.
Good thing you only worked 4 day weeks for the last 3 months.
Well, look, we all have the same days to move around the chessboard. I don't
how many hours are you working each of those days on the 6 days? I don't know. I meet Pete Mogish here 8 hours. I'm just curious how many hours you're here those days.
Okay, fine. I got it.
I mean, I'm probably here 3 hours before you even wake up. So,
do you see the initials on this screen? Do you see the initials on the back of that wall?
And on the back of the monitor and the weird dude behind you?
Do you see this cartoon with the flowing hair and the oversized smile? That ain't you, it ain't you, it ain't you. I just want that known around here, okay? This train runs because of me.
I feel like your innocence slipping away. Don't you believe it's coming back soon, Gloria?
Again, it exists because of me. Mraz is still be pushing buttons as a part-timer over there on the fan.
I probably should be, to be fair.
Right. But a lot of you be stuck on another three shows that the hosts hated one another. Right, folks? You'd have been frozen out by 13 different morning show hosts by now.
15.
Okay? 15. So I just want you guys to know how good you have it.
The graveyard of morning shows is a whole great story in this place.
Those initials back there, they pay your bills. Mraz, you just bought a foreclosure house, right?
Did you have permission to foreclosure? It's still a house. Yeah. I do share it with several spider crickets, but it is a house.
And those termites are nasty, huh?
That's DA money you're buying it with right
there. There's no question I would not have been approved without working with you.
Bilotti, that's a second wedding for you. That's DA money that you paid for that wedding, all right?
Okay. But had we hooked on with Tiki and Tierney, maybe Sean could have paid for a full-price house.
I could afford an exterminator.
You know, folks, you're doing one Delaware game this year.
Just
last
one.
Year was like four.
I got to be quiet.
That's because you don't need that money. You got that DA money
That's lunch money out the window.
DA money. Number 10 of the 12 DAs of Christmas from September the 4th. All of them available on YouTube. Check them out there. Cap is posting them every single day we post, every single day that we unveil them throughout this month. When we come back here on the show, your best audio of the day, Bengals head coach Zach Taylor on the accusations around the New England Patriots. Plus, we'll get back to your phone calls as well on a Trash Tuesday. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Good value, big upside.
Well, we all got sick, so now I'm the only one making DA money? They're not getting exposure from the DA show? Well, I got pork store money. There's pork store money now.
That's a drop.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
24 minutes past the hour, the DA show is available in podcast form every single day, so you can check us out. If you miss anything or want to hear it again, simply go to Apple Podcasts, radio.com, Stitcher, Spotify, or other places podcasts are available, plus CBSSportsRadio.com.
There's pork store money now.
Follow me on Instagram as well for behind the scenes of the DA show at Damon Amendo on Instagram. Daryl tweets, I'm trashing our uniform company. I turned in two jackets to get repaired because the zipper broke. Waited almost a month to get only one jacket back, and then the damn zipper broke again on it last night. Can't wait until we switch companies. Get them out.
Hold your nose. That's some smelly rubbish.
Scotty tweets, I've been listening since the Boston days, and that is by far your best rant ever. Hashtag DA money. Hashtag foreclosure house. Hashtag 12 DAs. Sam tweets, I'm trashing your coworkers for not appreciating that DA money.
Let's face it, that's straight trash.
Dixieland Dan says, it's a travesty. This is a top six easily this year. Whoever voted this at number 10 needs to have their voting license revoked. You're buying houses with DA money. That's a great moment. I appreciate the support. Let's see how the 12 DAs unfolds here. Let's see. Maybe that was a little bit low, but I think this is a really good year. Maybe could have been 8 or 9. I don't necessarily know if it should be higher than that, but let's see how it unfolds. Right now, we're only up to number 10, which means you got a hell of the next 9 days, 9 shows to go. Let me tell you, big year. Mike is next up. He's on Long Island listening on Sirius XM Channel 206. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, DA. Can I get a beam up for
you
the first time?
Yes, sir. What's up?
I'm going to trash Jim Schwartz and the abysmal Eagles defense. You're not planning for David Blau. I mean, you're planning for Eli Manning. You played them for 16 straight years. That's 30-something games and the games that you played in the playoffs. He is who he thinks he is. And this is ridiculous. How do you get burned for 60 yards on a touchdown by Darius Slayton? Come on, man. This is ridiculous. You don't deserve the NFC East, and you're trash. Get him out.
Trash him.
So frustrating.
I can't even really give the Eagles credit for last night. I mean, they beat a two-win Giants team, needed a comeback to do it, had 3 points at halftime, and basically threw three-plus quarters of football, and made Eli Manning in the first half actually look like old Eli Manning, like old good Eli Manning, not old Eli Manning. What a gruesome effort by the Eagles, and I can't believe they could be hosting a playoff game. Nat is next up. He's in Alabama, listening on 640 to CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Nat?
Can I get a beam up, DA?
Yes, sir.
All right, I had a quick question for you. It's Christmas. I don't want to do trashing during Christmas, except if you're one of the small community that speaks Egyptian when you go to Brazil. So I just want to wish you and especially Mraz and his wife and their baby to come, you know, very Merry Christmas. Bogish, Bilotti, everybody. But my question for you is, usually, you know, people that don't listen or study history are doomed to repeat it. And it's one thing if you don't read or watch things, but do you think that, Odell Beckham, with the way he's acting, can he not see that Antonio Brown, just this season, while he's in the league, acted very, very much the same way in a lot of things, and can't learn the lesson from him that no matter how much your talent is, if you cause this many problems, eventually there's not going to be any suitors for you?
I think that Odell doesn't view himself like Antonio Brown. Now, let's remember, Antonio Brown's out of work right now because of domestic violence allegations and sexual assault allegations, rather. So Odell's not involved in that. So it's not necessarily fair to compare the two when you have something so big as sexual assault allegations and Odell just being a crybaby or up in his feelings, what have you. I don't think that Odell thinks that he has a problem. And I think the key with a guy like Odell Beckham is lack of self-awareness. I mean, I think you see this a lot with professional athletes because they've been so coddled and so protected for so long at such a young age. That's how they've developed emotionally. And I don't know if you sometimes ever get it. I think some guys get it after they retire. I kind of feel like Randy Moss was a guy that was in his feelings and then retired and kind of understood what happened. I think T.O. was a guy in his feelings and never has grown past it and is still a guy in his feelings. And at Odell's age right now, if he is really looking for quote-unquote happiness and thinks it's just going to happen because he changes zip codes, you know he's going to be lost because that's not necessarily what's going to make him happy. He's looking at the wrong things. And he's in his own little world, there's no doubt. Let's get to your best audio of the day.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
Hey, Zach Taylor, what do you think about the Patriots perhaps taping your signals on the sideline?
Rumors are out there that the Patriots had a videographer up in the Bengals press box area working with an advanced scout that was taking video of the Bengals sideline. Do you have any reaction to that?
I'm aware that there was an incident, but I know the league is investigating it, so I've got no comment.
So the league is investigating it, so it's out of the norm. It's not standard operating.
I don't have anything to say about it.
But there was somebody up there.
I've got no comment.
The Patriots made a huge mistake here. If they are going to be filming, and whether this is an independent production company for them or not, if they are going to be filming another team's coach for a scouting segment online, you've got to let the team you're filming know. You have to. And if they want to alert the NFL, fine. But you've got to let the Bengals know. And the fact that they didn't was a huge miss by the organization to allow it, for the production company to not see that, and for the Patriots to not assume that this is going to be a problem with their reputation the way that it is. Paul George on his return to Indiana.
Someday I'll do a tell-all and I'll tell the leading events of how I left Indiana. And I promise you, I'm not the one to be.
You want to share the teaser tonight?
Nah, I'm not going to share the teaser. I'm not going to share the teaser. I like being the villain. I'm here two nights out of the year. The people that they should boo is here a lot longer than I am.
Dum, dum, dum. That is spooky. That would be great around Halloween. Too bad Paul George is, you know, doing this in the middle of a joyous time of year. I've got a murder mystery. Knives Out 2 coming. The Paul George story in Indianapolis. And finally, Pat Shurmur is just a true peach. Last night, once again, completely outcoached. Once again, in the second half, makes no adjustments. Once again, the team looks completely lost when it matters most. And now holds the Giants' record for a head coach with most consecutive losses at 9.
I have no thoughts on that. You know, we lost the game tonight, and I think that's what we're talking about. Unfortunately, that's our reality right now. And I have no thoughts on that other than the fact that we lost the game tonight.
Pat, one question in the back here. How do you feel about being perhaps the worst head coach in Giants history? And that includes the previous head coach, Ben McAdoo.
I have no thoughts on that.
Pat, one more thing here. Seems like you have no idea what you're doing when you're calling plays for Saquon Barkley. Do you realize that you have one of the best running backs in football with you?
I have no thoughts on that.
Pat, what can you say to people that are wondering why this NFL team looks like they play Division II college football week in, week out?
I have no thoughts on that.
Do you have any thoughts on your probable firing that should happen perhaps any week now?
I have no thoughts on that.
Okay, just checking. Thanks. When we come back here on the show, we've got your cut line, the stories that did not make the cut. And one of the biggest sports stories of the night, last night, was a CBS Sports radio member.
My baby daddy, Peter Schwartz.
Falling down in the street and needing 50 stitches to fix it on his way to the holiday party. We'll get to that story coming up here next.
My baby daddy, Peter Schwartz.
What the hell with this guy? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. We count down the 12 DAs of Christmas. Here's a moment that got stuck in the chimney.
I would guess those park rangers have one job to do, make sure nobody climbs the president's mountain.
Well, I'm sure they've got to have some sanitation duties, making sure that garbage gets taken out so that bears don't get into it.
So we got two jobs. Bears away from garbage, people scaling Jefferson's face.
Look, if you're a park ranger at Mount Rushmore, I'm thinking there's other things to do. Maybe you're giving tours. Maybe you're making sure...
The park rangers don't give tours. The tour guides give the tours. And what is there to tour, by the way? There are the four heads. Enjoy your day.
What do park rangers do? We are counting down the greatest moments, most memorable moments of the 2019 season here on the DA Show. And Sunday, the NFL on CBS features a key AFC South showdown between Deshaun Watson and the Texans taking on the Titans, while others see KC hosting Denver plus other regional action. It all begins JB and the guys setting up the day. NFL Today at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, only on CBS. Last night was the company Christmas party, company holiday party, and we will discuss in great detail in today's PGP, which we will tape after the show. However, it has been brought to my attention that a member of the CBS Sports Radio crew had to make sure he alerted to everybody why he didn't make it. Now, you might be shocked to realize this, but I was not wondering, where's Peter Schwartz? You might be shocked to learn nobody was wondering where Peter Schwartz was last night.
My baby daddy, Peter Schwartz.
And you'll never see me coming.
However, he tweeted this last night. A funny thing happened on the way to the Entercom New York holiday party. I was two blocks away when I tripped, fell down, and suffered two big gashes in my right hand. Needed about 50 stitches. Sorry I missed everyone from at CBS Sports Radio, at WCBS 880, at 1010 Wins, and at WFAN 660! Exclamation point with a picture of his stitched hand. Let's go through this one by one, boys. Number one, where is he falling down? Into a pit of shards of glass? He's got 50 stitches on one hand. I know he's got some meat hooks, but 50 stitches? If you try to find 50 stitches in my hand, you couldn't. There's not enough space for them. He got 50 stitches in one hand. What happened? Did his hand open up completely to where you could see the bones and the tendons?
Is it possible he got 5 stitches, but because his hand's so big and already bleeding when he typed it on the phone, he hit the zero on accident? Because no hand gets 50 stitches. I've had stitches before. You'd be shocked at how little stitches you need for things.
That's exactly right. When you split something open, it's like 7 stitches.
Right, you're like, oh, that's all I need?
Yeah, exactly right. Oh, you got 4 stitches. He's exaggerating this for more compassion, for more sympathy, for more reaction. He is. Number two. Who cares? Honestly. Nobody cared that he wasn't there. No offense to Pete, but there was like hundreds of people there. Nobody was like, oh, I wonder where the update guy is. I mean, they wouldn't have said the same thing about me. There was barely anybody from CBS Sports Radio. If I didn't show up, no one was like, oh, where's DA? You guys didn't show up. No offense. Nobody was like, oh, where's all the CBS guys?
I got 4 texts, but yeah.
Okay. I'm just saying. Nobody cared, Pete, and you at-mentioned all 4 of the stations you work for? Like, all 4 stations' digital teams were like, oh, that's where Peter was.
I think it's to show his followers, hey, I work for this company.
Oh, okay, so again, he's looking for the attention of this.
Hey, just so everybody knows, you're going to see pictures of a company holiday party. I work at that company. Here's why I didn't go.
How is it possible Schwartz tripped, fell down, and suffered 2 big gashes on his hands? How does that happen?
This sounds a lot like that Josh Shaw USC story where he broke both ankles and said he was saving his drowning nephew.
Yes, it does. What do you think happened there?
I think you don't
fall down in a New York City street and need 50 stitches.
Well, I don't think you need 50 stitches, but I think
if you hit the pavement, hit a curb, you don't need 50 stitches.
I think he definitely needed stitches in his hand. I think what happened was you had a driving wind-stepped rainstorm, a guy who is not good on his feet since breaking his hip, a guy probably in an anxiety-rushed hurry to make sure he got there before free food was gone, and he just tripped up and, because he's still recovering from the hip, tried to brace himself, and that's a lot of weight going down on the hand, and his hand probably just maybe like slid across a curb or something like that, like as he's gripping on, and it sliced his hand right open.
Sliced it? You need 50 stitches.
Again, I think 50 is wrong, but I do think he needed stitches on his hand. I think that's exactly how it went down. Probably in a panic, thinking they're going to run out of chicken fingers. The rain is coming down hard.
He could have fell like on a guardrail or... You know, his momentum, his
a
weight.
A guardrail? I'm trying to think. If you were walking
on the west side.
He was walking on the highway, maybe.
Well, no, if he fell and they took down the guardrail with him and hit his hand on the end of it, maybe.
A guardrail in the middle of New York City?
Yeah, blocking off something.
What the heck's Pete talking about? I hope he's okay. It looks like he's okay, but it's another day. It's another story.
And with all due respect, okay, I hope that Pete's fine, but it feels like every 6 months we have to be on Pete Health Watch.
He's at Guardians minicamp today for the XFL.
But right now at watchda.com, Kaplan has the picture of his hand, okay, on the web stream, on the simulcast. He has one little bandage across the bridge of his hand. I don't even see any blood or stitching there. Now, you can't see under the bandage. That's not 50 stitches. Look at that Cap has up there right now. It doesn't even look like it's busted up. There's no way that's 50 stitches.
It's a weird spot, unless they're all in between each finger, and that's why it's webbed like that.
That's possible.
He's exaggerating this for the compassion. Why else would you at mention your 4 stations? Could you imagine if I fell down last night? Number one, I'd be humiliated. I'd be like, I don't want anybody knowing this. I don't need to tweet this out. But he wants the attention.
He's like Lizzo.
Number two, Peter Schwizzo. Okay. He wants the attention. Number two, why would you want to alert everybody that you're a klutz? Why would that be something that you'd want to draw attention to?
I hate to say what I'm going to say, but if you followed him on Twitter, and we all do.
If you follow his story.
His story about coming back from the broken hip. Look, I'm afraid to even say this. I think there's a part of Pete that probably throughout it felt a sense of, wow, I really like that people are being compassionate towards me as I go through something that's been very scary in my life.
Okay.
And now that we've moved past the hip and he's all healed, I bet you there's a sense of Pete where maybe he doesn't even realize it, but internally is longing for that same compassion that maybe he misses in life. Like, it was almost like a drug in his body that this was a really hard time for me, but wow, people were really cool to me and reflective and compassionate about it, and I miss that. Not that he tripped on purpose, but probably when this happens, he was looking for more of that.
Probably. It's his fuel. Sympathy is his fuel. He's a guy that used Dennis Byrd as his avatar when he broke his hip.
Which was a rough comparison for a broken hip at a beach football game.
That's right. Yes, exactly right. He looked at himself in that way, of a guy that was paralyzed on the football field and ultimately passed away when he broke his hip playing beach football with his kid. This guy is incredible. He really is. I can't believe that he was our update guy for 2 years. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I mean, it never stops with him. Never stops. We had a Christmas party where nothing happened. Oh, except for Pete somehow split his hand open in the middle of Manhattan and had to alert everybody at the company.
You shouldn't say nothing happened real quick before we get to the fail. We did get a company-wide email today that somebody left their Santa suit at the Christmas party and they could come pick it up at the boss's desk.
Get on top of the guy and they'll do a lap dance.
Yikes. Let's get to your epic fail of the morning, boys and girls. Mraz not happy with Lizzo.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
You have quickly shed your T-shirt. Quickly. To either be shirtless for the party or to go down the water slide and not put a shirt back on. Help you with your career, just a little. Every time I've gone out with you drinking, ever, you have pulled up your shirt to expose your man boobs, to either touch them, to either taunt somebody from it. You are always naked.
You
supposed to hold me down,
but you're holding me back. You know what? I'm pulling up my shirt, and you're right. And I'm sure people roll their eyes and go, here's Mraz doing the fat thing again. I get it. I can embrace that. But the day I show my bare ass at the block party, the day you kick me off this show, and how many times I got to see Lizzo's bare ass? Enough! And that's the sound of me not calling you back. There's kids at this Laker game. You worried about babies at the Pelican game? I got Lizzo with basically two, you know, honey-glazed hams back there, shaking it and twerking it. I'm a Jumbotron. Guys are paying to see LeBron, and I'm paying to see Lizzo. Don't text me, tell it straight to my face. And all 400 pounds of the cupcakes down there? Come on!
Well, do you think that people, quote-unquote, showed up or paid to go to the Christmas party to see you shirtless?
No! No man on the Minnesota Vikings. And you know what? I probably disgraced the company that day. But I am here as a reformed shirtless chubbo to tell Lizzo to stop. Stop it. I have now gone through my rehab process, and I'm telling you, nobody cares that you're fat anymore. Stop showing your bare ass.
So I don't have to worry about you being shirtless the next time we go out.
No, I'm like 6 months sober being shirtless here. Only at the beach or the pool. Round, firm, rumpus.
I have seen you on the other side of that glass. Try to distract one of the anchors by pulling up your shirt and licking yourself.
Absolutely, I've had a problem. I am reformed now. I am reformed, and it's time Lizzo understood.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
Quote of the day, I probably disgraced the company that night. Eric in Central California tweets, I'm trashing my mail carrier who refuses to knock or ring the doorbell because I have dogs. Now she leaves attempted to deliver slips, forcing me to go to the post office for every delivery.
Oh, break out the hazmat suit.
Art Bobart tweets, I'm trashing the mink that got in with the chickens. Two are dead. I've got one living in the garage. until the hole in her neck heals up.
Warm, sizzling garbage.
There are so many questions about Art Bobart's life. Chickens, minks, cages. I don't even know where to begin on that.
I thought a mink was just a coat.
No. What do you think they make the mink coats out of?
Foxes.
Ridgely tweets, I'm trashing Xavier High School boys track who take up both West Side Highway bike lanes, giggling, throwing rocks and snowballs. It's dangerous. It's obnoxious. You think you're tough at 80 pounds, but I will plow through you like bowling pins. Get off of my lawn.
Splash Brothers. More like the Trash Brothers.
Thanks for a great Trash Tuesday, everybody. Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer. Thanks to Pete the Body Bilotti on the Wheels of Steel. Thanks to Andrew Kaplan, the Wizard of WatchDA.com. And thanks to Brad Heller on your headlines. Tomorrow, Randy Couture is going to be in studio. Plus, we've got a champ and a chump. Tomorrow, the DA Show and the Mothership disconnects.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.